I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources. How are you all doing? We're here from, I was going to say sunny, but the sun keeps going in, from North Wales, up the mountain.
The weather is always mixed in the UK generally, but in Wales it tends to rain even more, doesn't it?
It does rain even more.
That's why we've got so much wonderful green hills.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's beautiful, isn't it, in North Wales. So thanks for joining us. It was fairly last minute, wasn't it, when we decided to go live. So, good to, you know, to have you all joining us, whether you're on Facebook or we also put this on our on my podcast.
Yes.
Don't we? And
Podcast Land. Hello, Podcast Land.
YouTube as well. So thanks for joining. And if you can, please do comment and share, because as all these algorithms, I don't really understand how they do it, but
That's a very technical word you use there.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it's to do with algorithms. It's the way they do everything, you know, and
sounds
things come
good.
Up,
yes.
You know, on your feed, or they don't come up on your feed. If you comment, you know, if you're following somebody on Facebook or whatever, and you comment on their posts, it means you get to see those posts more often.
Oh,
but
yes.
If you don't comment on them, even you might love watching it, but if you don't comment, then Facebook or whoever think, well, they're not interested in that, so it won't come up again. So you need to comment. So
I suspect, I have a sneaking feeling it's the way that Facebook likes to make money. But yes. I don't know how they do it. They're just clever.
Yeah.
They're just clever.
Yeah. Oh,
but
very
clever. Yeah.
But
say hello.
Yeah, please do say where you're watching from. And also, you know, what have we called this today? We've called it Unveiling God's Plan. Your purpose revealed.
And we like a bit of that. Dun, dun,
dun. Yes. It's the great unveiling, and it's just so exciting what God's doing. So what I was thinking was, if you can comment, we're going to ask you a few questions. It'd be great if you can then make some comments. So we do read through all the comments today or tomorrow maybe, and we'll like them or comment, reply to comments or whatever. So please do leave us a comment. And this is such a season. I mean, it's like a season like no other. It is so crazy, isn't it? What's going on in the whole world? But
things are happening.
Oh yeah,
we feel like things are popping.
Things are popping. Such opportunity that God is making for us, you know. And certain things are being revealed, and then we want to share some of that today with you. And also, we're going to be praying for everybody who's watching. We'll probably have some words of knowledge, and
we'll give
you some updates, some miracle stories, and some latest Miracle Cafe updates and classes updates and things like that, can't we?
Absolutely.
Because I know very often you message in or you email in and ask us some questions like that. So
what I was wondering is how is the cafe doing in Bangor?
Oh, the cafe in Bangor is doing very well, thank you.
Is it?
It's
How's
doing
it going?
Great. It's so, I mean, we love our cafe. And most of you probably know we started up cafes again recently. So, you know, we used to do them in Chester many moons ago and just had we had an amazing move of God then, didn't we? And the Lord asked us to lay it all down, all the things we were doing in Chester years ago, which we were obedient to do, which wasn't easy. But now, yeah, we've the vision, and we are going to be talking about this a little bit, aren't we? About the vision is to open miracle cafes in many countries. In fact, I'd really like to see them in every country around the world.
Wow.
In fact, in every city or every
town. How many would that be?
I don't know.
How many countries are there in the world?
Oh,
I'm going to Google it.
Well, why don't we ask the question? If you know how many countries are in the world, can you write it in the comments, please? Because we have no idea, do we?
I'm going to tell you.
There's a lot. So
that would be a lot of miracle cafes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we're going for it. I tell you what, this season that we're in now, so, I mean, probably, well, everybody watching, whether you know it or not, you have a purpose, you have a calling, you have a destiny. And obviously that is all to, you know, our key purpose really, and our destiny is to be one with Jesus and to be like him and to be him, you know, while we're on the earth, to be him, you know.
That's that is the destiny of all believers, is it not?
Of everybody. Yeah. So it's that's what we're all called to do. But
which is awesome.
It is. But we all as well individually have our own purpose and calling, and because it's going to look different for every person.
So like becoming like Jesus is like the umbrella. That's like the umbrella of all destinies.
I guess
to become like him.
Well, yes. I mean, we are in him already. We're one with him, aren't we? So it's really working that out and making that known. That's making right. him known through us to the world. And I guess that's why, you know, with the cafes, it's such a good vehicle to do that. We're reaching so many people that we wouldn't normally be able to meet. And for many of you watching, you know, we may have met you in the cafe in Bangor. But that's the first of many, many cafes. So I'll talk about that in a bit, if you like.
That'd be great. And if you were wondering how many countries there are in the world,
go on, hang on,
I don't know if you guessed. Do you want to guess?
No,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm not going to guess.
I'm going to tell you now.
A lot.
There are 196 countries in the world today.
Oh, are there? I thought there'd be more than that.
196.
No, there's more than that, aren't there?
That's what Google says.
Okay, well.
You know, if it's on the internet, it's true. Everybody knows that.
If you disagree with that, please write it in the comments.
196, yeah. So that's a lot of cafes, isn't it?
Yes, but we're not going to have just one in each country. There's going to be one in every city. There's going to be more than that. Oh, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. What I'd like you to do, because I really want to know this, is can you comment, because I'd like to know how many, you know, like how long have you been following Jesus for? And I don't mean when did you say a prayer and say, oh, Jesus, I want to give my life to you. But actually, you know, when did you begin following him? Because you might say a prayer, but actually your life hasn't changed. So I want to know, when was it? Or you maybe give a date or how many years or how many months or whatever. Have you been following Jesus like doing as he's asking you to do, getting to know him, giving your life to him and really following him? How long have you been doing that for? And it might be that you haven't done that at all yet and you're watching this and you're thinking, I want to follow Jesus, or I might do, but I'm not yet. So,
well, what does that even mean?
Yeah, to follow. Well, it's going his way instead of my way.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
It's giving up my way. And, you know, we're talking about calling and destiny and vision, you know, your vision and your dreams and your hopes and everything. But at the end of the day, it's about him. And the best thing to do is to follow Jesus. And even if he asks you to lay down, like with me, it was all my like dream was having cafes around the world.
Mm.
And we had them, we had shops, and it was successful. We were seeing so many amazing things. And yet the Lord asked us to lay that down. So it's being prepared to, even though you're going after what you feel God's put on your heart, it's being willing to, you know, we've given up our home more than once, haven't we? We're going to be doing it again. We did it 2 years ago. You know, it's like whatever he asks you to do, it'll look different for everybody, but just being obedient to following him and not following your own.
Is that the same as how long you've been saved, or is it different?
Oh, gosh. Well, you're asking me lots of questions today, aren't
you? How long it's been, how long have you been following Jesus?
Yeah, what I'm saying is not when you said the prayer of salvation or whatever you might have said, but actually from the day you started really following him, which might have been the same day, how long has that been? Or if you're not following Jesus yet, just put, I'm not following Jesus yet, but I want to, or I may do in the future, you know. I just be honest, because it's just interesting. I'd like to know.
Yeah, it is.
For those of you who are following us and watching us, you know, what's going on in your life? And I think that'd be really interesting. So, yeah, the cafe, I mean, that is pretty amazing.
So you've got a great team.
We have.
Hello, great team, if you're watching.
Yeah. So me and Ruth are, you know, we started it together, didn't we?
Yeah.
And because you're really sort of overseeing the our Spirit Lifestyle portal, training
the Spirit
portal.
Lifestyle portal with the coaches and the classes and the videos and the Q&A and all that good training stuff. Yeah.
So obviously I'm heavily involved in that and do a lot with that. We've just been filming, haven't we?
Yeah.
Just today, doing some filming for the next episode, which is very exciting. Life GPS. So, me and Ruth, my business partner, we just had this idea. Let's from God. It was really from God. Start up the cafes again. So we started from scratch with nothing, no money, no bank account. But we've the cafe in North Wales in Bangor opened on the 1st of February. And we've got a fantastic team there, really good team of people. And we love it there because it's such a fantastic community.
It's a really interesting place, Bangor, if you've never been.
It is. It is.
I mean, it's right in the top corner of North Wales, isn't it?
It's in the Snowdonia National Park, right on the edge of it, isn't it? It's so beautiful around
there. So you get a lot of people visiting to walk all the way up to the top of Snowdon.
Yeah.
3,000 feet high or something, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, lot of tourists and beautiful beaches and Anglesey.
Yeah, it's right there as you go into Anglesey. It's just it's a city, but it's only small.
There's a university in the town, so there's a lot of young people.
Half the population are students. And we love it there. We love the people of Bangor.
I think as well, they've really received that cafe. People seem to really love it.
Yeah, they do. The locals are there regularly. And people come in. Some people know what they're going to find when they get in there because their friends have been in or family members and received a miracle and had an encounter with Jesus. And so people are coming in because they've heard about it. And, you know, we have... the food is amazing. We've got a really good, a top chef.
Andy.
Yeah, he's so good from a Two Rosette restaurant.
And Andy's amazing.
He was head chef there and he wanted to work for us. So we were like, we need a chef. And it's just worked out really well. We've got a fantastic team, front of house team.
And didn't he come because he just really liked the atmosphere? Didn't he visit on one of the first days you opened?
As soon as we opened, when we opened our cafe, we were just full of people. As soon as we opened the doors, we hadn't even advertised. And the first person in the door asked for... Well, we started prophesying to him. And he just came for a coffee. And he just saw us, popped in, had a coffee. We started prophesying to him. And
he thought, I want to work here.
No, that wasn't... Andy wasn't the first one in. That was somebody else. And the first guy in actually gave his life to Jesus.
He said, him. Okay.
No. So, and then... the second person we had in, actually, second customer, was a witch. I was just praying for her and, you know, she had a problem with her back or something.
Is there a lot of that?
Yeah, there's a lot of witchcraft generally in Wales. It's all over, isn't it, witchcraft? But a lot
Druids.
All sorts
of things.
Yeah,
it?
A lot of witches around in Wales.
In Wales.
And Jesus loves witches and they seem to love our cafe. So the second person in was a witch and we were praying for her. She absolutely loved it and she went out and told her employees... about our cafe and they all started traipsing in and we were doing dream interpretation and prophecy and all sorts with them and she was putting it all, you know, for everybody in the city to come in and put it on social media. So Andy, our chef. So hi Andy, he's probably not watching live
because
he's
be
working
cooking.
Away in the kitchen
because he's cooking right now.
So, but he's a really good chef and he came in on the very first day we opened and we didn't know he was a chef. He was sitting there with his friend for a coffee and apparently got healed. Didn't know, you know, we prayed for him. We didn't know he was a chef or anything. And but he just said to his friend, I love it in here. I want to work for these people. So
because the tagline of Miracle Cafes is a taste of heaven.
It's a taste of heaven. Yeah. So not only do you get a taste of amazing food and coffee, we've got really good coffee. We've got a fantastic barista. We've got two baristas really good in there. And but obviously a taste of heaven as in.
We want to hear a story. Tell us a story from Miracle Cafe.
So many stories.
Make it a good one.
We've got hundreds and hundreds.
Just tell one really good one.
So we had a lady come in one time with her partner, who said they were a trans man.
Yeah.
So they came in and I was just seating them, you know, because when I'm in there, I'm front of house serving tables and everything. So I was seating them I put them in the corner. Nice, we've got benches, haven't we? And it's really, we like the corner. So seated them, you know, I was just chatting to them and they were like, oh, we've come here because of the spiritual stuff. And it turns out they didn't know Jesus, but they'd driven miles and miles to get there because a friend of theirs had been in the cafe and received prophecy and been really impacted by that prophetic word that they got. So they then told their friends, who then turn up in our cafe. And so anyway, they were wanting lots of food, lovely food and drinks and everything, and they wanted prophecy. So I said, well, I'll wait for you to finish. So it was such a busy day, quite often happens, and I was the only one front of house, so I'm like running around taking people's orders. Virtually everybody in that day seemed to want prophecy as well, or healing or whatever. So I keep going back to them. They said, oh, we've come a long way, we're happy to wait, we'll just sit, and you know, we like it in here. So
that's cool.
Gradually got quieter and quieter in the cafe, and I was getting really tired. I hadn't sat down, I hadn't eaten all day. And they said, oh, come and sit on the bench next to us. So I'm sitting down next to them. And I was so tired. But I said, you know, they want to prophesy. And so I was like, okay, I'll start prophesying. And really, what he was doing was he was beginning to reveal their destiny, their purpose, and also how much God loved them. And sometimes, you know, when you prophesy to people, you're feeling God's heart for them. I love prophecy.
Yeah.
And just,
so do I.
You know, they're in tears, I'm in tears. We're just really sensing God's presence around the table. And one of them had been involved in an accident as well, a car accident, and damaged their leg and foot or something. And it was, and they said, you know, the surgeons have talked about amputation. It was that bad. And they were in a lot of pain with it. And it was really, they were in a bad way.
That sounds awful.
So I'm like, well, let's ask Jesus to sort that out. So, you know, we start praying.
So you say, let's have some healing.
Yeah, let's have a bit of healing as well as prophecy. So the next thing is, they're up on their feet, running around the cafe, completely healed. The pain's gone. There's no problem. They can bend it all. Then I don't know what happened next, but I'm sitting there and we're all sitting around the table still. Next minute is, they start confessing their sin and asking Jesus to come into their lives.
Wow.
I mean, it was just like incredible. I mean, that was just one thing, and we've had hundreds of stories.
So that's
like
just
that.
One story, and so many others.
We love the cafe.
So can you imagine if you got that happening, like all day in one cafe, what it's going to be like if that's happening all over?
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. We want to see this. It really is a move of God, and it's happening already. And we can see how this can happen very easily in lots of different places, through people who are willing to step out in faith, because it's challenging, but it's hard work. But we, like I say, started with nothing, and we've got a move of God happening, and we want to replicate this. We want to multiply it all around the world. So we need your help to do this.
Very exciting.
And in a moment, we're going to talk some more about what God's doing right now in your life, and we're going to pray for you and words of knowledge and all the rest of it. But I just want to give you the opportunity to partner with us in different ways. So we obviously need finance, because this is a massive, massive vision. We started with nothing. We've got one cafe up and running, and we want to do this pretty quickly. So we need finances. So we'd love you if you would consider sowing financially and partnering with us to open Miracle Cafes, you know, to help the one in Bangor in North Wales, but also to help us start these all around the world. We need to be traveling to the different places to open them. So we're looking for people who want to sow in financially. We need, you know, if you've got a building, if you have a property that maybe is in the middle of a town or in a neighbourhood, and you think, well, it's not really being used for its full potential, that could be used as a Miracle Cafe, then please let us know if, you know, you're looking to give it away or rent it or let us use it, ideally without rent, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever works.
Please do contact us. And also, we're looking for teams of people. So if you know, we're talking about destiny and calling, but if you really feel like, I want to be part of one of those Miracle Cafes, I want to work in there, I'm a trained barista, I've done hospitality before, or you just full of faith and you want to see God move and get involved, you want to start something up near where you live, please contact us. Do connect with us, because we're talking to quite a number of people at the moment, and it's looking like we're not going to say where they are, but we've got things that look very like potential, like are going to start very soon. So they're going to start popping up all over.
Yeah.
So for all that, go to the website, which is really easy to remember. It's just miracle.cafe. That's good, isn't it?
I love that, yeah.
Miracle.cafe is our website. So go to the website. You can donate on there. You can contact us on there. You can have a look at, if you live close to Bangor and you want to visit the cafe, the opening times are there. The menus are on there.
I think some people think, well, is it .com or is it .org?
No, .cafe.
It's not, it's .cafe.
.cafe.
Miracle.cafe. That's all you need.
Yeah. So, but God, what do we call it? I keep forgetting what we've called this. What did we entitle it?
We're talking about purpose.
Unveiling God's plan, your purpose revealed. And this season we're in now it's the great unveiling. This is what's happening. And that's why things have been exposed. So over the last, I don't know, few years, I guess, but it's getting more and more intense, isn't it? Where people who've been involved in sin or doing stuff that they shouldn't have been doing, celebrities, politicians, whatever it might be.
Dodgy stuff.
Dodgy dealings. Dodgy stuff. It's coming to light. Have you noticed that? Where it just seems to be happening more and more.
Yes.
It's because it's this great reveal. It's the great unveiling is happening. And it's happening in different ways, and it's so powerful. So the enemy, what he's doing, his schemes, the darkness is being revealed in these days. But also it's time for the revealing of the sons.
Of the good stuff.
Of the sons of God. Yeah. And for the light
to shine.
That's within us.
That's right.
It's time for us to shine. Isaiah 60, everybody seems to be talking about that. I've preached on it for years, but it's happening now.
Isaiah 60?
It's arise and shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And, you know, it's talking about whether there's darkness is over the earth, deep darkness, but the light rises, the glory's rising. And that is what is happening. And it's time for us to, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter how difficult the circumstances, I know so many people are in the middle of challenging times right now, but that's where, in the dark times, that's when the light is shining the brightest, isn't it?
So there's probably lots of people watching or listening and are thinking, well, you know, how you seem to have these like big visions and dreams and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems to happen for you. But I've had this, you know, God, I've had this prophetic word, or I've had this on my heart for ages, and you know, I've tried this and I've tried that, and it just doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah.
So, what would you say to people that say that? How do you get into that from where you are now, which isn't really like there's nothing. Everything seems to be against it. I haven't got the resources, you know, I haven't got the people or whatever it is, or, you know, to this where I believe God wants me, my calling, you know, that what's on my heart to be. And that can be so many things, can't it?
It can. And I guess you can have a calling that's your general, your big dream, your vision kind of call, but you also got, well, what am I doing in short term?
And oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So you can look at it short term. Or
so, like
the
big dream.
It's good to break it down, isn't it?
Yeah, the big dream, which is almost always impossible, and you just kind of think, well,
if it's from God, it's going to be impossible.
God's going to do that. But then you have your sort of more bite-sized.
Yeah.
Maybe you call them goals, where you think, well, in order to move towards that impossible thing, I've got to do this or I've got to do that. Like,
well, what I do, and you know this, because we've had prophetic words given to us over the years. I treasure prophecy. I treasure God's word. So obviously the Bible is God's word, and I love reading scripture and spend a lot of time, you know, each day reading scripture and doing Bible study and all the rest of it and get it in me. But I also love his words spoken through prophecy. And I will read those. Yeah. And I will, if I feel that's from God, if I believe it's from God, and I, my spirit witnesses to it, I will regularly go through those and I'll say, okay, Lord, so this is what you're calling me to do. And this, some of this, it might be one aspect of the big picture, but what am I doing in my life right now that is in the way of this happening?
Right, yes.
That's one of the things I do.
Yeah, what's in the way?
Yeah, what am I doing?
We don't often ask that question. We usually do it the other way around. What do I need to do?
Yeah, no, I very often say, what am I doing?
What's in the way?
Yeah. So it might be a sin issue. It might be something in your heart. It might be wrong motives or whatever. Or it might be that you've been doing something diligently and faithfully because God called you to do it, whether that's your job, whether it's with your family, whether it's in church or whatever, ministry type thing. But it might be that season's come to an end.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
I've heard this before. And I think I've heard it put like this. Good can be the enemy of great.
Yeah. That's so true. Because it might have been so great
You're sort of settling for
just
carrying on doing something. And it's not bad.
Yeah, it might be very good. You might have some fruit from it.
You only have so much capacity, don't you? Yes. And time and money. And you can't, if you really want to see something come, it's got to be God's timing, I guess, as well.
It really has.
Yeah.
And it's always, we always say this, don't we? Following the Holy Spirit. Do whatever he tells you.
Yeah, that's it, isn't
that's
it?
That's the key thing.
We don't need to say anything else.
That'll do. Just
follow the Holy
say
Spirit. That's why we called it Spirit Lifestyle. Oh, yeah.
It is. And, some of these things we are actually... We're covering these topics, aren't we? Because we've got this online training portal called spiritlifestyle.com. It's our website. And we've got well over 100 training videos on there that we've made, we've put together. You've made them, but we're both in them.
We're doing one at the moment called Life GPS.
That's our latest series.
God's Purposeful Strategy.
Yeah.
So for life.
Yeah. And it's to help you, isn't it?
We're looking at all these things about, how you receive vision. So I guess that one thing, about how do I know what my calling is? Well, God will give you, he'll give you particular giftings. He'll make you particularly interested or passionate about certain issues.
Yeah.
Or a certain place or a certain people, he'll draw you towards those things. But things like you said, like prophetic words, what you'll find is that if God really has placed a calling on your life, that it will just be confirmed all the time through, through people, prophetic words that come, through scriptures that speak to you, or just so many different ways.
Yeah,
that
it could
things,
be dreams. You might have dreams at night.
You'd be watching a movie and it'll be like, oh no, God's talking to me about my calling again. I'm sure some of you will really identify with that.
It's usually something you feel passionate about. Either whether it makes you angry because some injustice, or it's something that you feel emotional about when you're thinking about it. Oh yeah, or when you're doing it, you're like, oh, I was born to do this. And that is... it's all part of your calling, isn't it?
So what we're looking at during some of the training is, how we begin to then plan ahead with the Holy Spirit to take steps towards that big dream. But, maybe it's in long-term goals, shorter-term goals, to navigate our way there. And how this happens so often, it doesn't always go according to plan.
In fact, it never
goes according to plan. So you thought you were going to get into this job or this college, but then this thing happened, the pandemic happened or whatever, and you ended up doing something else.
Even if you make wrong choices too.
But this is the way God works. God continues to work.
Yeah.
Sometimes even more if it goes wrong.
Yeah. when you feel like you're off track, when you feel like you're in this wilderness place, like you're just waiting and nothing seems to be happening, that is really the time, isn't it, we've found, where God is working the most in you. He's maybe dealing with your character, getting you in whatever it might be. He's doing something in those times, so don't fight it, go with it and just keep talking
keep
to the
serving.
Lord keep serving keep doing what
keep
he's
working.
Telling you to do, but just really say to the Lord, what are you doing in this? Please show me what's in my heart. Show me what you're doing in this season. And really pressing deep into him. And
you know what? There's always ways to develop your character, your gifting.
Yeah.
He will increase your capacity, just like he did with so many people. So many stories in the Bible where this happens. It happens to Abraham. It happens to David.
Yeah.
You know, where they keep their hearts after God, despite what's happening, and God increases their capacity until they're ready.
Yeah.
He's been working so much in them that now he's ready to work through them.
That's right. And you know what you tend to find as well? Just before, I mean, it's like somebody was asking this the other day, weren't they? The same sort of question about how do you get into what you dream and how you're doing that. But it's like, well, the journey is actually all part of it. It's not like you're going to arrive there and everything's going to be fantastic, because that never really happens, does it? You know, I think even when we're with the Lord, you know, physically, we're still going to be discovering more and that journey. It never just ends. So it's like, don't just assume that, you know, all these years you've been trying to figure it out or hoping it's going to happen. It's happening.
Isn't that why the scripture says, of his kingdom there will be no end? Because it's ever expanding, ever increasing.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
It never just stops. And what you quite often find, though, is before like a big break or a big stepping into something massive that, you know, you promised land or whatever, that is when usually right before that, things look at their absolute worst. It seems to go the complete opposite. It seems to be like, there's no way it can happen now. I thought it was going to happen and now it's
like,
just...
Like for King David, it's, I'm supposed to be king, but I'm actually being hunted down like a dog.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's a good example.
I'm an outlaw and a criminal. And I'm supposed to be king. You know, that it doesn't get much worse than that.
No, and he'd been anointed, you know, hadn't he?
Yes,
when he was a shepherd boy,
So, yeah.
But absolutely amazing. It all looked completely...
There's another aspect to it as well, and that is that we all need each other, and how are all called to achieve things as individuals. We have our part to play, but, you know... We must never downplay the fact that we're there to help others too.
Yeah, that's very true.
And we all need each other. If you don't play your part, we can't do what we're called to do.
Yeah.
That's the way that God's created it, because he's the director of the whole picture, isn't he?
He really is. And it's finding where you fit and finding, you know, look for those people that are solution-oriented people. Look for those people that are not gonna... sometimes it's not bad for us to have people that when you say, this is what I'm gonna be doing, you know, they're like, oh, that's not gonna work. And you don't want to surround yourself with people like that too much, but sometimes it can help you really think, well, let's get, no, this is really is from God. It helps you get that resolve or to really, you know, dig down at, and is this right? Is this from God? But
it's not that there's never any problems. It's just you want people
challenges that
spot the problem, but say, but here's what we can do about it, rather than just say, won't work.
So
no,
have
no
people
point.
Like that are around you that are encouraging that, because, you know, this whole walking in your calling, this whole following Jesus thing isn't easy. I mean, it's simple. The gospel is simple, but it does we're contending, or, you know, we are always pressing forward, and you need people around you. You know, we started with the Spirit Lifestyle Portal. We've got a community on there, haven't we? Which is fantastic. So we've got like a Facebook, similar to Facebook, on our website, but it's not Facebook. And it's where, you know, all our members
like
can actually,
little
all our community
social.
Can write posts, can say, oh, I've gone out and this has happened, it's amazing, and share testimonies. They prophesy to each other, share dreams. Can you interpret my dream? But also what we've got on there is we've got classes. And I don't know if you're aware, but we have weekly classes that we've got coaches that run our classes using all our resources, using our videos, going through our different series, and they're mm-hmm. in lots of different countries around the world.
Yeah.
And I made a note of it actually, because it's amazing really, but we've got a lot of classes. Some of these are local and some are online. So it doesn't matter where you live, you can join one that's online. But we have actually got them a lot in the UK and a lot in the US, as yes. you'd expect.
Yeah.
We've also got classes in Kenya, Botswana, I think we've got a few in South Africa, Malaysia, Panama, Cyprus, Switzerland, Estonia, Norway, all in lots of different places like that.
Because, you know, we do have Spanish subtitles, don't we?
We do.
And German.
And German.
Mostly. We would yeah. like to work on doing more.
Yeah.
But so far, that's what we've got. English, Spanish, German.
Yeah. And so it means that, you know, you can join a class. If you don't speak English, you can still join a class that, say, speaks German, and watch the videos with the subtitles, and then you are discussing them in your language.
Yes.
And then we have activations as well. So you're not just sitting and watching something together, but this is really to get you activated, because we're talking about God's purpose for your life, your calling. Mm-hmm. And this is the great reveal. This is the unveiling of you as a child of God, and it's your time to shine. So we want to, when we've put together the portal, to help you do just that, to encourage you and activate you, and to launch you, if you're not already launched, in walking in your calling. So, yeah, it's very exciting. So if you want to have a look at that, you can go to our website, which is spiritlifestyle.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in the details, you'll find it there.
And you can subscribe. There's a free trial,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't end there. Because you can name your amount.
Yeah.
We do charge a fee each month for your subscription.
But because it's training. It's like going to Bible school.
You can decide like a school of ministry, what it's worth.
Yeah, it's online.
So, you know, that's up to you.
We took a big step of faith, didn't we? When we just said, look, we don't want any limits to anybody being able to access this. And so you can put the minimum amount. Just ask the Holy Spirit when you go on there, how much do you want me to give each, you know, to subscribe to this every month? You can do it from the price of a cup of coffee every month, couldn't you? Or give more if you're able to, you know.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I think you'll find it really helpful.
We love it on there. It'd be great if you could join
us.
Yeah,
we'd love to see you on
Come
that.
And say hello.
And in fact, we've got a live Q&A that we do that every month. We do webinars. On there. So once you're on there, everything is all included. So
yeah,
you don't pay extra.
There's no additional charges.
No, for the classes or the live webinar. So we've got one coming up this Wednesday on...
is that the 18th? Yes. It's
in 2 days' time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you... Yeah, depends.
Wednesday,
you might be watching this live.
18th of May. Yes. Sorry if you missed it. But actually, if you join the portal, you can watch it on Catch Up as well.
You can. We've got other ones. We've got archive.
Yeah.
Live Q&As as well.
Oh, we get asked so many interesting questions,
oh,
you know.
We do. So it's this Wednesday at 3 p.m. UK time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern time. And you've still got time to send in your questions. So you just, as long as you're a subscriber on there, you just go to the live stream page, I think, don't you? And fill out, just say, this is my question.
My question. So that, you know, that question that you've always wondered, you always thought, I've never heard the answer to that. If it's really difficult, Alice will answer it. And if it's an easy one, I'll take that one. Okay, so
no, I love all the easy ones.
So just join in there and
we do our best to answer them. And we don't know everything, but we ask the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, we look in the Bible and we do answer as best we can. And then, you know, we have, obviously, there's our community page, so that any questions asked, you can disagree with us, or you can put on there what you think. And it's great as a community to do that together, isn't it? So, yes, hopefully we'd like to see you on there. And give it a trial for a week. I mean, you get a week's free trial. So if you sign up now to that, then you can be part of the live Q&A this week. And if you hate it on there, you can unsubscribe and it's not cost you a penny.
You're never going to hate it, no.
You'll love it.
You'll love it.
So anyway, just don't forget, comment if you're watching us live or if you're watching this afterwards as well.
Say
please
hello.
Do share this with as many people as possible. We want to get the message out there. So
why do you think? Why is? Tell us a little bit more about this. You're saying that you sense that God is going to be bringing things into the light, or you're saying unveiling.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I feel really passionate. I think this is part of my calling. Actually, it's to. See, I'm starting to get emotional now, so I know that's really key for what I'm supposed to be doing.
We said that's one of those indicators. That's when you say, when you have a calling, there's so many ways that God confirms it, and getting emotional is one.
Yes.
So, it's passionate.
Okay,
yes,
I'm feeling emotional now. But basically, you know how in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says in there that it's the Apostle Paul talking, and he says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. He's blinded the minds of people. And I, you know, since the fall with Adam and Eve, there has been this, the enemy has blinded. It's like that, you know, a whole, it's like a veil or a death shroud or whatever you want to call it. But it's been over us. It's been over all creation. It's been over humankind since that day. And we've been living under that.
Just a minute. So
for all these
tell
years,
me, how can your mind be blind? What does that mean?
It's like it's covered, and in 2 Corinthians it talks about this veil being there. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, you know, like in the Matrix. If you've seen the Matrix movie, we said this before, haven't we? But it's like you don't know there's something else out there. So it's like you're living in this place that you think this is reality,
yes.
And the world. And this is why I'm emotional, because we are, most of us are living in this, I was going to say unreal reality. What's the word? Like what we think is reality, but it's not the real thing. It's deception.
It's Matrix.
It's like the Matrix. It's deception. The world on the whole is living under this
illusion.
Deception, this illusion that this is the real
yes.
thing, and it is not at all. So it's like
in fact, you know, more and more people, you know, the latest thing with Meta, you know, Facebook just changed its name to Meta. The idea is virtual reality.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's almost manifesting in technology where we're all going to be plugged in, aren't we, to these worlds.
Well,
that
we
are
kind
just
of are.
Sort of
it seems like we are. That we're,
like
we're
gaming.
Born in, yeah, well, we're born into this. We're born into the fallen world. Mm. And that's, we see it. But what the enemy has been... He's been very clever that he's done that, you know, since he fell. And, well, since Adam and Eve. Yeah. I mean, since the beginning, really, where God created Adam and Eve and it was good. But then they disobeyed God and made the wrong choice and, in effect, obeyed the devil, didn't they? And so humankind has been, we've been living under this veil, this death shroud, since then, until Jesus comes in the flesh and he takes on a human body, he gives up, he lays down like all his divinity, his inheritance that was his glory, and he's obedient to the will of the Father, and he says, yes, I will go, and he's born as a human. So he's fully God, but he's fully human too, and he's born into this the world that was dark. And he's died, you know, he dies, he's crucified, and he takes on the sin of the world. And we've been living in this, like, existence of sin and death. You know, it talks about in Romans 8, it talks about the law of sin and death, and we've been living under that. And but then Jesus breaks that. He breaks the power of sin. He breaks the power of death. He's raised from the dead. He has victory over all of it. And it includes all kind of sin and the ravages of sin and death itself and aging and decaying, and whether that's in creation or in our own bodies and our minds and just the way and sickness and everything. He's broken all that power. But still, and the good news of the gospel is that the veil was torn.
In the temple,
the veil was torn from top to bottom when Jesus died on the cross, and it was ripped apart, and there is now nothing to stop us because of the blood of Jesus. There's nothing to stop us now in our relationship, so we can come into a full relationship with God. But not only that, we can come into union, we can be one with him, and But it's like the enemy is still blinding our minds to know the truth. And if we know the truth will set us free. And it's time. This is what is happening right now. And this is what I'm passionate about. It's time for us to know the truth. So in our cafes, what I love about the cafes is it's an opportunity to talk to people and demonstrate to them that Jesus, through Jesus, the veil has been removed. This layer, the shroud, the death shroud, the sin has been removed. We don't have to live under it anymore. And that's why we see miracles. And that's why, you know, that's the good news of the gospel message.
It's another, it's the true reality.
It is.
Of life.
It is. So we don't have to have, you know, for those of you watching.
And it's funny, isn't it?
Because you
can't, well.
See, I can't stop. I'm so
that's the king, isn't that the kingdom?
It's a kingdom.
And Jesus calls
of
it the kingdom. And it's like it's there, but. You know, it's so close, but how do you get
it? It's through Jesus.
Yeah.
He, because his body was broken and he shed his blood, it's like he, because the veil was torn and that is in him. So it's through him. It's all through Jesus. And that is the truth. He is the truth. He's the way, the truth and the life. So it's through him. But it's as we not just say a little prayer, oh, Jesus, yes, thank you for forgiving my sins. We have to step. In fact, we're going to answer that question on Wednesday. It's one of the questions, I think so, yeah, about saying the sinner's prayer and what does that, you know, all the deal with that. But
what does that mean?
It's really where we come, where we recognise, you know, what we've been living under and, you know, the sin we've been living under and the lies and the deception we've been living under and get the revelation of Jesus, who he is and what he's done for us. And we say, I want that. I give my life to you, Jesus. And we lay down our own agendas and we come into that union with him. And, you know, many of us, many people watching right now, you have, or you know somebody that has mental health issues. You know somebody who has emotional issues, physical health
trauma,
issues.
Trauma, chronic pain.
One in four. So we saw it on the news, didn't we? One in four people.
Yeah, like fibromyalgia.
Chronic pain of some
any myalgia.
Yeah, not just myalgia, any kind of pain from anything.
Yeah.
And, but you know, Jesus has, he paid the price. He has set us free. So in Romans 8, it says, the spirit of, where is it? The spirit of life. I know this. It says, through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
The law of the spirit of life. That's the Holy Spirit. The law of the spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So the laws of this world, the laws, whether they be, you know, the physical laws, whether they be spiritual laws, the death, decay, the fact that we're supposed to die, the fact that we're supposed to be sick or get old or ill or we sin, that is deception from the enemy. And that's the law of sin and death. And it says in my Bible, in your Bible, Romans 8, through Christ Jesus, the law of the spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. And then it goes on to say, 2 Corinthians 3, let me read this bit. Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Yes.
And it goes on to say, we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory. This is where we've got to shine. This is why we can shine and how we can shine.
Yeah.
But we've got to see the truth of it. We've got to get that truth that Satan has been blinding our minds from knowing the truth. But if you know the truth, it will set you free. Mm-hmm. And your job is to just receive that truth through Jesus, begin to live it, begin to shine, and then release by faith, and then release that truth for others around you. That's and then invite them into the family of God through Jesus, through forgiveness of sins, and through being set free from death and sin and aging and decay and all the rest of it. And you know, somebody somewhere is going to start living this, and I'm like, well, why not me? Why not you? What about we start seeing this for what it, you know, seeing the devil, for what he's really been doing. He's been playing us. He's had this, the death shroud has been over all of us and the lies, and it's time for it to be removed. So through Jesus, that's removed. And It goes on to say in Romans 8 about having the mind governed by the spirit, which is life and peace. If you want peace, if you want life in all its fullness, then we need to, our minds, instead of being veiled, they need to be led by the Spirit of God. And in verse 17, it says, now if we are children, 14. Verse 14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. That's you and me. If we're led by the Spirit of God, really important.
Mm.
We must be led by the Spirit of God. Then we're the children of God. Now, if we're children, it says, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. That means everything that belongs to Jesus now in his glory also belongs to us.
Wow.
Get your head around that if you can.
Yeah.
So it's really important that let it sink in a bit. I mean, it's really important that the veil, this whole deception that's over the world is removed, and it's removed through Jesus and his good news of what he's done, his blood shed for us.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. So our inheritance, it's everything that Jesus has, we are co-heirs with him. But we want to step into that, and it's always by faith, isn't it?
And faith is a choice.
It is, and it's an action.
It's, and an action.
We have to do something about it.
And I guess that, yeah, that's what it boils down to is, you know, on a day-by-day basis is saying, I'm going to choose to believe this and not this.
Yeah. Yeah, believe the truth.
Whatever that might be.
Believe the truth. You need to read the Bible. It's really...
You know, like, I'm going to believe what God says about me instead of what I think about me or
somebody else says about me.
Or what somebody else...
Or
comparing myself to somebody else or...
You know, we need to look in a mirror, and the mirror has to be the face of Jesus. It needs to be God in the mirror. Because what people do so much...
Yeah.
Not just young people, but all sorts of people look at social media as their mirror.
Ooh.
That's true, isn't it?
Mm.
We look at social media, maybe photos of people that I think I want to look like that, or things that they own, or homes. I like looking at homes.
Or watching Robin Alice.
Or watching...
on Facebook Live.
But you've got to line up with Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's what he says about you that is what's important. And so you want to look in the mirror of him and the word of God. It's what he says about you. So it's okay to look on social media and all the rest of it. I'm not saying don't do that, but don't use that as your mirror, because it's what it's like is looking in one of these distorted mirrors at the fun fair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you look in your mirror at one of those.
Which makes you have like tiny, tiny legs and a huge head. It's no wonder we get a bit depressed when we see that.
That's what it's like. It's like when if you're looking in the mirror of what, you know, your parents might say about you, it's not true, or what, you know, what social media might say that you compare yourself with
that's true.
It's just ridiculous.
So we need to look into the mirror of the Word and the Lord.
Yeah, what God says about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
That's good.
So I think what we should do now, we've been on for quite a long time, I hadn't realised, but thank you for sticking with us all this time.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think we've been an hour.
Yeah, so it'd be good to pray for you before we go. And just to remind you, we'd love to invite you onto our portal, spiritlifestyle.com.
Come and see us on Wednesday for Q&A.
Yeah, live Q&A. We'd love to see you on there. Send us your questions.
And we do that in the middle of every month, by the way.
Yeah.
Just in case. Month.
And check out our cafes on miracle.cafe. Please consider giving. And I know many of you give by, you know, through Spirit Lifestyle, which is great as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be through the Miracle Cafe website. That if you want it specifically for the cafe, then you can go on there and it'll be on miracle.cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You can give into the cafes to help us open cafes around the world. And help with the one in Bangor in Wales.
Yeah, some people go on the training portal and they go, oh, I love this. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm going to sew into this. And I'm going to, because you can pay what you like for your monthly subscription. So some people say, well, I'm going to give more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that something, you know, you'd normally think, well, if it's pay what you like, then everybody's going to pay the least, but that's not what happens.
Some people pay the minimum.
And other people say, oh, I love this and I really want this, you know, to go out there, reach more people. So
yeah, and you can change it. So you can cancel at any time. You can actually...
Oh, you can change it.
Increase or decrease your amount, can't you?
Oh, we can do everything. It's Spirit Life stuff.
Rob's quite clever, really. He's done all that, you know.
We can do it all.
So
what are we going to do now? What shall we do to end?
Well, I think we're good to pray for everybody. And maybe some words of knowledge as well.
Okay.
Because we haven't, quite often we do this throughout, but Lord, just show us, you know, what's going on right now with some of the people watching. Because
yes, Lord.
There's somebody, Shirley, I just got the word Shirley straight away then.
Wow.
And somebody called Shirley that's watching.
Name.
Yeah. And it's like you're stuck. You feel really stuck. You feel like you've not moved forward in a very long time. And I don't know quite what your situation is, but it's almost like you just think it's not going to happen now. You've almost given up trying to keep going forward because you're so stuck. And this might apply to other people watching as well. You might not be called Shirley, but surely it's for you too.
Yes.
Surely.
Yeah, but it is specifically you got the word Shirley. So
yeah,
I'm sure that's significant.
I'm definitely for somebody called Shirley. So...
Yeah,
for those, if you're in that place where you feel like you're stuck, then we just, whatever that blockage is that's stopping you, whether it's just lies of the enemy making you feel like you can't go forward anymore, but we just break whatever that blockage is. And I feel like the Lord's releasing angels that are coming to like gather the stumbling blocks away from you. It's like you feel like you're going to fall if you go forward. So those angels right now, God is sending them to remove those stumbling blocks so you can move. And we just tell all the doors, if doors have been shut that are not supposed to be shut, or maybe they've been shut for a season but they're supposed to open, we just speak in accordance with God's will that those doors be open to you. For anybody watching and you need those doors to open, whatever that blockage might be for you, could be healing, could be finances, could be whatever it is. And but some of you have got doors that have shut and you're trying to open them and they've actually been shut by the Lord because you're not ready yet. So it's really important to know which ones you're supposed to push and which ones you're supposed to just wait, or there's another door for you. So we ask Father God for all those, for every single one of us, in fact, that we would have very clear insight, because in these days, you know, we really have to, more than any time in history, we need to know what's going on in the spirit realm. We need to see what God's calling us into and to know the timing of it. And we need to know what we're supposed to do today and for tomorrow. And so we pray, Father God, through your spirit of revelation and wisdom, that you would make it really clear to us, whether that is through dreams or an angel coming to talk to us or through your scripture, whatever, Lord, that you'd speak to us and just give us clarity of vision and direction for every single person watching according to your purposes, Father God.
Yeah.
We release that. I can feel that happen. I can see angels in the spirit. I'm seeing angels going and doing things.
And specifically, breakthrough for Shirley.
And yes.
In Jesus' name.
For Shirley. And
I tell you what, I was starting to feel then, like something around the elbow area here. So I believe there's something called tennis elbow.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Tennis elbow.
Yeah.
So if you're watching or listening to this and you're suffering from that, I'm feeling it in my right elbow. So I just think the Lord's going to heal that right now.
Oh, he is, definitely.
We just release healing.
Be healed.
Begin to flex that and feel the warmth as the Holy Spirit just comes into the joint and begins to reduce the inflammation in Jesus' name. It's getting less and less, and full healing in the name of Jesus.
And no matter what your condition, whether it's an emotional thing or it's mental health issue or it's a physical issue, we release the power of God. We're in agreement with heaven for you to receive that breakthrough in the name of Jesus. So just receive that healing right now. We, you know, so often things just keep popping, don't they? So just expect that, you know, because Jesus has already done it 2,000 years ago. He's paid the price for your healing. So receive it right now. So, you know, we've been talking about veils being lifted, being removed through Jesus. So by his blood, by his body broken, those, just speak to the veils. You can speak to them yourself as we pray. Just say, veil of deception, spirit of deception, every spirit that is contrary to the Holy Spirit that has been blocking, that's been covering my eyes, my mind, I tell that to go. You tell it to go. It's really powerful when you do it, just through the authority of Jesus, as you submit your life to him. Tell it to go in the name of Jesus. And for these, for that deception, the veil to go, that you would know the truth. So just say, thank you, Jesus. You are the truth, and I receive you in my life and into my mind and my spirit, my soul, my body. Jesus, just come and have, take full possession of me by your spirit. You can do that right now. Yes. And if you want to give your life to Jesus, then please, if you haven't done that before, just do it right now. And just please comment to say that you're doing that or that you want to do that. Just say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. And I don't want to be under that deception anymore. But thank you, Jesus, that your spirit of life has set us free, has set me free from that law of sin and death. And yeah.
Amen. Have you got any more? Any more ministry?
That'll do for now. We'll do some more on Wednesday, I think. What do you think?
Okay.
What do you want to do some more now?
I just have one more word.
I
just heard very clearly, Rodney, go home.
Oh.
So
wow.
If your name is Rodney or you know a Rodney, that might mean more to you. I'm not getting much more on that, but I just think it might be a confirmation or something significant. So I think that the Lord's speaking to you, Rodney, to go home.
Okay, so do whatever.
And let us know
if that's you,
is significant for you.
And I just got the word Thai, and I don't know if that's somebody's name or it's the country Thailand, but it was that kind of Thai.
Oh, okay.
You know, or it could be a Thai, I suppose. Likely. But it was, so I don't know if your name's Thai, or there's somebody that is Thai from Thailand.
Yeah.
But there's something, you are really desperate for a breakthrough. There is some kind of, I don't know whether it feels like it's been a long time that you've been waiting for this breakthrough. And I've got to tell you that your breakthrough is here now. That God, it's like, it's a miracle that is breaking out right now in your life. And I think it's to do with your family. So we just agree with heaven for the miracle from God. Just receive that right now in Jesus' name. It's going to change your life. In fact, I think what we're seeing right now for everybody, this is the times we're in. This is life-changing times. This really is. And it's time, you know, if we're talking about walking in our purpose, things are being unveiled, uncovered. The light of Jesus is uncovering the darkness. The things of the enemy are being exposed. But this really is a time for you to step into all that God has for you. But we're going up like a massive, not even a gear or a step, it's like off the scale. So we're going to see stuff in the spirit that we've never seen before. We're going to, you know, there's creative miracles. This is a time of creative miracles and a lot of people getting raised from the dead. So go for it.
Wow.
Just don't hold back. You've got to step out in faith in whatever God's called you to do. And please let us know. So do comment. Let us know what's happened while you've been watching. Let us know what we were asking before. It was when did you start following Jesus? Maybe it's just been now. You said, right, I want to give my life to Jesus. Let us know you've started to follow him. Might have been 10 years ago or whatever. But
that'd be awesome.
We'd love to hear from you on here. So
it's been great to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, thank
you so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
And for listening to our update. Catch us on Wednesday with our live Q&A on the portal, spiritlifestyle.com, if you can. But otherwise, we'll see you next time round.
We will. And send us a message if you want to do that. And see you very soon. Please comment, please share this to as many people as possible.
Bless you, everyone.
Love you all. Thanks for joining.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Check out our website spiritlifestyle.com for all our latest news and training resources.